Today is Sunday, the 9th of March, the first Sunday of Lent.
You're the Son of God. Throw yourself down. Surely your Father will heed your call. Surely the angels will catch your fall. If you're the Son of God, why do you stop? Turn the rocks into loaves of bread. Pleasure in the evening within your bed.
John Lucas sings, Son of God. A setting of today's reading of the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. As you listen, begin by composing the place. What does the wilderness look like to you? Follow Jesus into that place now.
The Son of God, why is there pain? Are you weak or are you not good? Will you be defeated by a cross of wood? You're the Son of God, vanquish my enemies, protect my borders and securities, crush the heads of those who rob my peace.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, It is written, one does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me. And I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is said, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time.
In today's Gospel, we see Jesus led into the wilderness and after 40 days being tempted. The first and third temptations start with the words, "If you are the Son of God." In both these temptations, Jesus is asked to prove himself by doing certain actions. Are there times when you, similarly, are asked to prove yourself in your own life? Take a moment to dwell on how Jesus responds to the temptations with words from Scripture. Man does not live on bread alone. You must not test God. You must serve the Lord your God. Do any of these words particularly speak to you today? As you listen to the passage again, reflect on how Jesus responds when he is tempted.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time.
A simple way of praying can be to repeat helpful words from Scripture to oneself during times of difficulty. Are there particular verses from Scripture which sustain you in times of temptation? Perhaps you might like to reflect on them during this season of Lent. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.